Call to order the regular meeting for the Springfield Planning Commission for January 21st, 2020. Go ahead and take formal presence. Commissioner Bowles?
Here.
Commissioner Gill?
Here.
Commissioner Landon?
Present.
Commissioner McGinley?
She's here.
She's here. Commissioner Burbank?
Here.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Present.
And the chair is here. Today, we have one item on our agenda, which is the election of chairperson, vice chairperson, and making committee assignments. First of all, it says, per municipal code section 2.4.10, at the beginning of each calendar year, the planning commission shall elect a chairperson and vice chairperson who shall hold office for 1 year. The Springfield Charter and Council operating policies indicate that committee assignments also should be made at this time. Like to do this in this order. I think we could kind of say that regarding the appointments to the committee assignments, that as long as everybody would like to stay on their relative committee or whatever, I think we could just go ahead and pro forma say, let's go ahead and thank everyone for doing that and say we would like to have them continue to do that if they so desire. So our first position would be for council liaison. Commissioner McGinley, do you?
I'm happy to continue doing
happy
it.
To continue.
I haven't done anything. I haven't been summoned or anything, but I talked to Captain like quarterly and just ask him what's up, but that's mostly because he's my specific council representative.
I'd also say that it might not be bad to contact whoever they decide to appoint in as their liaison to us as well, and because they may receive a particular charge from the council that they need to bring to us. But I'm certainly happy to have Commissioner McGinley serve in that. Should we have a formal vote?
We can.
Okay. All in favor? Okay, hereby appointed. Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, currently Commissioner Landon. Would you like to continue in that?
Sure. It's good.
Okay. A formal vote on that. All in favor? Okay. Commissioner Landon is hereby reappointed. A Community Development Advisory Committee liaison. Commissioner Vose, I know, I've been attending meetings, and Commissioner Vose does an excellent job and is currently chair of that. And how long have you been on that committee?
Since 2010, before I was on the Planning Commission.
Oh, so you were in on...
I have 2 years as a citizen representative.
Oh, before, excellent. Because your understanding of all the issues and stuff, that's a very complicated committee.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting...
Your understanding of that is just
so
just
since his term ends in May 5th, you may need to wait till then, or... Do it tonight for when he's...
I would.
Well, I was going to say, the terms on the CDAC end at the end of the calendar years.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, the difference between the middle of the year and the end of the year is usually only one meeting. So,
I would think that if you wish to serve until such time as you're off the Planning Commission, that would be certainly a good thing.
My thought is, and it has been, that... The terms, like I say, end at the end of the calendar year. So at the end of this calendar year, I'll be off the Planning Commission. I'll thereby be off the CDAC as well.
Okay. So you're intending to not...
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily my option, but that's the understanding that I have.
I think it depends. We'd have to check with a staff member who staffs the CDAC about whether you're appointed as a member of the CDAC or if you're appointed as a specific PC liaison, then it would end at the same time that your PC term ends, what your CDAC term would also end, but it depends on how you were appointed that committee, and I don't think we can answer that right now.
I think he is the liaison.
Okay.
It's how I recall.
So well, they're stated as like the council representative and the planning commission representative.
Right.
Now, how you want to frame that definition-wise, but that's been the case since I've been on. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah, we can.
And again, the indications are in the past that the terms end at the end of the year. Now, I know there's talk about changing the ending of terms for everybody at some point, but I haven't heard that specifically in regard to the CDAC.
Yeah.
So my presumption is, again, the difference is probably only one or maybe two meetings, that it'd be December. Because that way, they can do the process of renewing the seats all at one time.
We can certainly look at that. I don't think we need to figure that out tonight to appoint you.
Should we postpone the decision on this?
No, I think you could reappoint tonight, and then if Commissioner Vo's understanding of that is the same, like it's correct, which it sounds like it, that's been past practice, then you're good for the whole calendar year. If that's not the case, then in May you can appoint someone. If that becomes vacated, mm-hmm. you can appoint someone in May. And whoever is appointed to fill the seat on the Planning Commission may want to be considered for that committee assignment as well. So that allows you the opportunity to consider that future member of the commission for that spot.
I don't think that question is up in the air at all.
with all that complex discussion, I would recommend that we reappoint Commissioner Bowes. Do we have consensus on that? Okay, Commissioner Bowes is reappointed until May or until next year, however, the CDAC.
Yeah, because our decision on the chair and vice chair take place as it does here, first of each year. So.
Okay. And then the last couple are the Governance Committee for the Development Code Update Project. Grace, Commissioner Bergen and Commissioner McGinley are both on that, and believe that is going well, and I certainly can see no reason to change that at all. Does everyone agree? Do we have consensus on that?
There's one question on that. Now, maybe Sandy knows, but my understanding is when Mark set that up, that his intention was that whoever was to serve on the governance committee, he wanted them to be able to continue to the end of the process.
That was his hope, and he is here. He did go back and listen to the recording since your question came up, whether these were annual appointments or not, and so I'll let him speak to what he heard.
Sure, so thanks. I was in council for a minute, but I'm done there, so I came back. But so I did go back and listen to the audio recording from that night's meeting. There was about 5 minutes of discussion amongst the Planning Commission about how to work that. And at the end of the 5 minutes, you all decided that it would be an annual appointment. There was some discussion, I think, about criteria for approval or reapproval and how would you assess performance and stuff like that. But it is an annual reappointment. That's what you agreed on about a year ago meeting. We did talk about it will be in phases too, so we will have, so this is a governance committee. I'm getting confused with the TAC. So governance committee will be for the whole project though, but year by year.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, even though it was said it is by annual appointment, I consider it pretty pro forma that if so desire to stay on the committee that we would be very happy to have you stay on it. Do we have consensus? So that those appointments will remain the same. Okay, so the next will be for the Planning Commission chairperson. And I've been chair for about a year and a half now, and I am more than willing to step down and move into just a regular commission position. And I know Commissioner Sherwood has been very interested in stepping up to chair and has led meetings successfully and has attended many of our pre-agenda meetings. And are you still interested in?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any others who are interested in commission chair? Seeing none, all in favor of Commissioner Sherwood becoming commission chair? Okay. Thank you all.
I do have a question. Because it's already been stated that these seats are designated for a year, you're in a process. I presume you've already decided that you're going to reapply for a second term?
Yes.
Because that would be an issue if you weren't?
Well, if I wasn't, then mm-hmm. somebody else would come on. Before Mike was the chair for an entire year, he was chair for a partial year because Greg James served through, I believe, in October.
Right.
So, and that's when he and I became chair and vice chair and continued on the next right. year. So
but
I fully
he basically decided on his own that he was going to do that. He didn't even ask us.
Yeah, so I fully intend on re-upping, and hopefully the council will see the value I bring. We'll see. or the value I think I bring. But yeah, I would like to re-up, and you know, with all of your guys' support, I'd like to chair at least three, assuming nothing changes all the way through the year.
Good.
Thank you, Tim.
Approved.
Congratulations, Chair, and at this point you can lead the meeting for the appointment of the vice chair.
Threw you right in the fire, didn't he?
Boy, I'm sure
well,
anxious.
He's
anxious.
Done. You can go ahead finish it, Chair okay. Emeritus. I'll take over next meeting.
Okay, so the last position is for committee vice chair, and what that entails is attending as many meetings as you can of the pre-agenda to see, you know, it gives you a great opportunity to meet with staff, ask them questions, look at how the agenda is supposed to take place, but especially when we have those strange meetings that we've had in the past where, you know, the rules change a little bit, or you have a co-meeting with the county staff, etc. So there's some complications to it that it's really helpful to meet with staff. And then the other thing is to step in case the chair is ill or out of town or something like that. So it's a good position, and it was interesting to be vice chair, and I would recommend it to whoever is interested. Do we have interested parties?
Times are the pre-meetings usually?
I think that staff is pretty flexible to a certain extent. I think in general it's either Monday or first thing Tuesday. Would that
mm-hmm.
probably
depending
pretty
on
much all day Monday or first thing Tuesday? Because if there's any adjustments they have to make, then they have to, you know, they need most of Tuesday to do that. So
thank you.
Interest?
Curry, did I see your hand go up, Curry?
If nobody else's hands are going up, then my hand will go up. But I would defer to other people who have been around longer or have other experience.
So were you going to go for it?
I would be interested. I'm usually pretty flexible with work, but there's sometimes that things get a little bananas. So if there's somebody that could be here or have time, more time for that, and I encourage you to.
Mine would have to be likely calling in.
I think that's mostly important for the chair to attend, and not necessarily for the vice chair to attend all the time. But again, it's a position that, you know, it's in support. So and it's very useful to both staff and to the commission to have an attend, definitely one attendee. So.
If I could add, Mike, so I would say that, you know, phoning into those meetings, you know, would suffice as vice chair. I mean, it's informational mostly, and it's only a few people sitting at the table. But I would also say that if you're vice chair and you're planning to move on to chair, then I think it'd be valuable to be at the meetings at some point in the future. You know, I don't think it's as necessary to be there in person as opposed to over the phone as it is here when you'd have to be interacting directly with people. But Brenda's Brenda's call.
No,
I just thought given, but
the technology exists.
We're very flexible in how we can handle the time and how we meet. It's mostly for your benefit.
And also a great way to interact with the different planning staff, mm-hmm. you know, more formal. Plus, you know, you get a lot, ask a lot of questions that are totally non-germane to the subject, too.
Mm-hmm.
so.
And then I get to weigh in.
So we've met at 8 in the morning, we've met at 8:30 in the morning, we've met at 4:30 in the afternoon, or at 5, and, you know, we work around other people's schedule.
Usually on Monday, but then...
Yeah, typically the Monday prior to a meeting, unless it's a holiday, and then we try and squeeze it in if needed. Like today, we didn't need a meeting this week on tonight's meeting, so we try and be cognitive of your time, and if it's necessary.
So do we have two people interested in being vice chair?
If Kari's interested, I'll step back. There's always next year.
I was going to say, if you're interested, I'll step back. So we started at the same time.
I know. So. I have two committee assignments, and so if you would like to take this on.
I would like to recommend Commissioner Gill because I found her input, and she obviously takes the time to study the entire document and has provided just valuable input to the commission. I think that she'd make a wonderful vice chair and hopefully a future chair as well. That would be my recommendation. Do we have one or two applicants?
One.
All in favor of Commissioner Gill? We have a vice chair. Okay. We've accomplished that. Next item I want to go ahead and go through is our attendance at council, which I told the councilors today. It's very important. 27, Commissioner McGinley. The 3rd of February is I am supposed to attend. The 10th is Commissioner Landon. The 18th is, let's see, the 18th. Is Commissioner Bergen, the 24th is Commissioner Gill, the 2nd of March is Commissioner Sherwood, and the 9th of March is Commissioner Bowes, and that's of course assuming that they have their meetings in that order, etc. I mean, that's pretty far looking, but at least the first two or three will probably be correct.
Chair, can we ask the audience if they have any business, if we have any business, that's since we... That was at the beginning. And
thank you. Yes, would you like to address the commission at all this evening?
I've talked to some attorneys about ground that my house is on in Glenwood, and it seems like it's a little bit, they're not leasing out the building because it's toxic. I think most of the planning that's going on in Glenwood is happening on toxic ground. I don't think that it's okay to live there. I think that it's not okay to work there. I bet the entire place is polluted. So I'm waiting to hear back from the attorneys. But
have you contacted the Department of Environmental Quality at all?
I haven't. I've talked to some attorneys who have talked to the city or the county or somebody. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of records about what's going on. Mm-hmm. But apparently they used to fix tanks in Glenwood, and it became a Superfund site. And like I say, the old surplus store next door to me is too toxic to even run out as a, or to sell as a parking lot. So I kind of think that everything there is polluted. And I think that all the work that's been done there, the roundabout and everything, it's all on polluted ground.
Well, thanks for your input. And I would recommend that you contact the state because they would have records of all the...
Okay, I'll put that up to the attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Covering that.
Thanks. And let's see, do we have other items?
You had report of council action, so I don't know if any of the commissioners who have attended council meetings have a report, but you could present it.
I did. The January 6th. So the work session was all about the mission, values, branding stuff. So I think that's super exciting, fun to be a part of that.
Well, I'll just take the opportunity to reiterate the invitation I heard this afternoon. If you have input in terms of people to contact or the stakeholder committees, if you want to pass that on to Brenda or I, we can get it to the city manager's office.
That's great. And then they went through the FY19 financial report and audit information, which was pretty interesting. But gave kudos to staff who put all the financial report together. So that was good. And then, sorry, I'm trying to separate my private notes on that stuff from the reporting. And then the city council meeting was pretty quick. They had some first hearings of several land use issues, text amendments, and two annexation topics, but it was first hearing, so it was pretty quick. There were two folks who did public comment. One was Chris McAllister regarding housing and requesting like transitional campgrounds as an option. And then a member of the BPAC presented, which is pretty cool. I like it when the other commission, like I get to hear what the other commissions are doing. So just gave a general update of their work and progress that has happened. They are doing good stuff. Oh, and then Mayor Lumberg, in her moment to say something, brought up a Walk the Walk challenge and doing some safe streets activity and maybe working with BPAC to do an event around safe streets. So all of the other commissioners just commented on the public comment, essentially.
There wouldn't be that many.
I had made a request for a couple of different items. One was to have a discussion of that City of Eugene.
Yes. So Mark, Senior Planner Mark Rust and our attorney Christina Kraz are going to be incorporating that into your development code update work session on the 4th of February.
And I have a legal intern who started last week, and that was a fantastic first thing for her to start working on. So she was working hard on that on Friday, so we will have that.
Basically, what that was is that there were a number of parcels in Glenwood in City of Eugene, is that not? No, it's
I think it was the Whittaker neighborhood.
Yeah. Excuse me, in the Whittaker neighborhood in Eugene, that somehow or another the overlay district does not apply. The overlay district was supposed to have additional items that were supposed to be taken care of for development, and somehow or another that has been tossed out in a decision that overlay zone doesn't apply to them. So since we have so many overlay zones, it stood out to me as something that potentially could have some interest, at least interest to us, if not affecting us.
So it shouldn't affect us directly, but it would definitely could be of interest. I think we'll get more information to you in 2 weeks.
Good. Yeah. Good that it won't affect us. Mm-hmm. And then the other item was to get, hope that if our committee people could make some sort of reports to us as to, in general, what was done in their committees in the past year. And that could be either now or in the future. Maybe in a meeting upcoming, since we have such an open agenda.
I don't mind covering a couple things that I don't have notes with me here, but
that'd be fine.
We could be back. We're doing a lot. You know, you've seen these signal lights going up, particularly down Main Street. They actually finally finished the one out on between 66th and 67th. That was going for a long, long time, but I think it's nice, makes it a lot safer.
RF, rapid beacon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That one, yeah, those things. They also have safe routes, you know, a lot of emphasis on safe routes to school, bicycle safety events that get planned through the year. Let's talk about participating in the, what do they call the street events, you know?
Open streets?
Open streets, where they're talking about doing some, you know, safety, kind of bicycle safety events as part of that. So that was... Oh, also, they're doing a bypass, I'm terrible with the street names, but...
Looking at 4th Street instead of 5th Street?
Mm-hmm, that one. 5th Street's kind of, it's north-south, and it's fairly high speed, and bicycles just tend to go down there. There's some old signs there that tell you about this route, that if you just go over a block, you're practically into, nothing ever happens, nobody ever goes there, and so they're trying to bring some visibility.
Which street is that, does it go to?
It's just a north-south, and it goes all the way down to Main, and it goes not quite all the way up to, the overpass, but, just down there, just south of there where...
Yeah, it stops short of Centennial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it goes, Broadway is the cross street to get you back over to 5th Street if you're going to go further north.
So they're hoping to get that thing developed.
I have a question. I don't know if it's if anyone has an answer. On those crosswalks, do they actually track, do the trackers in them of how many uses are being used?
I don't know, but I know the person to ask.
I don't think so, but yeah, I know the person to ask.
That would be cool. Also, about my house, there's a field that we utilize, and I don't want to use the word religious about it, but consistently push them just in case there are trackers so that they know that I'm actually using it, even when there aren't vehicles coming. Sorry, I've been curious on if they are trackers.
The city... signals this information service department for the signalized intersections is pretty robust in Springfield. So it'll tell you what kind of vehicles are going through and how many of them at what time, etc.
Really?
It's pretty complicated.
Didn't know that.
Any other reports or questions? Like to hear a report from CDAC maybe in a meeting upcoming.
I think the only partial concern that I have is, without providing background and context to what is going on with the CDAC, it might be very difficult for anyone to understand what's taking place other than just headlines, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because again, the council and the mayor's priorities have been for the last 2 or 3 years affordable housing, creation of preservation or restoration of affordable housing. I think the only thing that's slightly different this coming year is that they're at least acknowledging the fact that projects are not sprouting up all over, so there needs to be some other means of utilizing the funding. So they are this year going to look at asking for projects from various agencies that could fit under the general definition of CDAC community development, that could help ease the problem of having funding that's not utilized, because affordable housing projects don't sprout up often enough to fit the timelines. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of projects come out in our next meeting, which is in March, April, somewhere in there, to see what kind of new projects come along that might be worthy of consideration.
Well, being that housing is such an important part of what the city needs.
Right.
A report that would ground all of us.
Yeah. Well, I think part of the problem is that
I think it'd be really valuable.
Is the question of what kind of incentives can you provide? Because generally, from a developer standpoint, affordable housing isn't as attractive as general housing, because the line between profit and loss is so much narrower. So you have to have SDC set-asides or credits or whatnot to try to incentivize affordable housing, and it's some cases been partially successful, and in some cases it's been nothing more than interest, but nothing happens. So that is the big problem, is actually getting things to happen. That was part of the reason for the process on ADUs, is to create additional housing units that could possibly fill that void to a certain extent. And it seems to be working a little bit. We've got a couple dozen so far.
I think we have 24 applications, yeah. Including four that have been completed. I have an updated map on the ADUs, and so I should maybe send that out to you all. I was going to incorporate it with a memo, but I haven't figured out what that memo would be beyond the ADUs, so I haven't.
Here's a map of the ADUs.
I've got a list of the applications, but an application doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually going to happen, so
right.
That is not really significant as much as what's actually ends up in a housing unit.
Speaking of affordable housing issues, is there any information that anyone has regarding the proposed St. Vincent de Paul
mobile home
park that they can share?
I can speak to that.
It has not been in the news since the funding was approved by the state, really.
So the legislature did include $3 million for infrastructure for the development of a manufactured home park in Springfield. Although not specifically called out in the legislation to be going to St. Vincent de Paul, that is the understanding, since they are the only nonprofit that is qualified or interested in doing that type of development. The big challenge is finding a site. So we've looked at a number of sites. And they're not all crossed off the list, but none of them are immediately available or easy to develop. And so we've been talking further with St. Vincent de Paul about, well, maybe we could do two sites instead of one site. And so that's really the challenge right now, is finding the property to be able to develop that park. So if you know of anybody that has, 10 acres would be great. We could maybe get by with less than that. Ideally zone low density residential that's for sale and would like to sell to someone who will take a while to purchase it because of all the environmental review that we have to do with using federal money, because the intent is to use some of that community development block grant funds to purchase the land. And so I think that speaks to what Commissioner Vose was saying about the timing. We have this money, they know that it's available, but then they're not ready to spend it, and yet we need to get it out the door in order to continue to get federal funds, and so the timing of these federally funded projects is challenging.
Since this issue had not been before the CDAC, and I mentioned that to Mike, I said I had to do some research just to provide what limited information that I did have. Is there a timeline as far as the state funding that needs to be met as far as actually finding a site within a certain window of time?
Yes, I don't remember the full timeline, but I do know that by the end of this year, St. Vincent de Paul needs to make a report to the Department of Housing and Community Services, who then in turn will report to the legislature when they convene next year. So we don't have to have the money spent by then, but they want to know the progress. And so it would be really helpful to have a site by the end of this year.
Or two.
Mm-hmm. Right, or two if needed.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
I just had a question. I wanted to circle back on the ADUs. The 24 applications, was that for new buildings, or was that retro
non-conforming? It's not retro non-conforming, but about, as I recall, maybe about half or maybe slightly less than half are converting existing space into accessory dwelling units. So that could be either part of the existing home, like the garage, or it could be a separate building whether it's a garage or a shop or something that they are converting. And so the map that we have shows what is converted space versus new detached. And then we've had one, with actually three housing units being built all together, but basically one new attached piece. So that one is one where there are two accessory dwelling units here at, is it 4th and
D.
B? D? Okay. So they're building one single family home and two ADUs, one which is attached and one detached.
I think that's C.
One out on South 69th. I saw that thing. It was kind of cute.
But as far as I know, nobody has come in to legalize their accessory dwelling unit. I mean, we would give them the same fee waiver for the SDCs as somebody coming in new. They might need to, depending on whether they could certify how it was constructed, there may need to be some deconstruction to be able to show they met building code requirements.
Have there been any applications, successful or otherwise, in the Washburn district? There have been. And were they successful? Or
I don't know that we've denied anyone.
Great.
So I'll get that map out to you. I'll send that out without a memo.
Interesting.
They are pretty widely dispersed, though, in the application. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just everybody in one area that's looking at them. It's pretty much citywide.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I'll make one more comment. You'll get it through the agenda process, but I will be doing, for council work session next week, an update on the comprehensive planning work program. So I'll just call that out as something you may want to read over, since I'm not necessarily doing that same work session with you, but the information is in the packet for council, or will be next week. I've written a memo, but it has to get into the whole review process and then get posted. So I'd call your attention to that. It should be available next Thursday.
Other items?